Financial advice needs to be SA's next big mindset shift. Sonia Stain, Strategic Head, Wealth Management, Financial Planning and Advice, Momentum Advice. Only 9% of South African households use a financial advisor. That means less than 1 in 10 families have access to professional, certified guidance on how to grow, protect, and manage their income and savings. And yet, financial advice is the one approach that consistently unlocks long-term value. Says Sonia Stain, Strategic Head, Wealth Management, Financial Planning and Advice, Momentum Advice. In a country facing low financial literacy, high household debt, and rising living costs, the 91% of households not taking expert advice is no longer just a statistic, it is a national concern. Advice is the multiplier, in good times and bad. Too often, financial advice is treated like a fire extinguisher, brake glass in case of emergency. But real value lies in proactive, long-term planning. As Stain puts it, advice is a multiplier. It moves you from where you are to where you want to be, whether you are navigating a crisis or seizing a new opportunity. Momentum's data shows that South Africans tend to seek advice either when things go wrong or when they believe they have made it. But that binary approach misses the real opportunity. Advice is just as crucial when you are growing, succeeding, and planning ahead. When you succeed, you need new strategies, new frameworks, and yes, a different coach, says Stain. A certified financial advisor is not just a salesperson. They are a mentor, a life stage strategist, and someone who walks the journey with you over time. The hidden costs of DIY finance. The rise of financial influencers and digital banking has made financial content more accessible, but access to information is not the same as access to experience. It is about discernment, and that comes from trusted, qualified professionals. Research supports this. Households relying solely on self-directed finance consistently show weaker long-term outcomes, from poor risk coverage to underperforming investments. And with only 5,000 certified financial planners, CFAs, serving a country of just over 40 million working-age citizens, South Africans are often left to navigate conflicting opinions or, worse, do nothing at all. Who is using advice, and what that tells us? Among the 9% of South African households currently using financial advisors, 60% are Black African, a strong signal that trust and appetite for mentorship are growing in historically underserved communities. But Stain warns that this growing demand will wane as young people increasingly lose interest in their financial wellness. We are seeing less and less uptake among younger South Africans. And that is not just about cost or access. It is a mindset. Advice is not yet something people aspire to or see as part of their financial journey from the start. Research undertaken by Momentum shows that clients who engage with financial advisors enjoy measurably better financial outcomes, from higher savings rates to improved insurance coverage, stronger investment returns, and smarter debt management. The point is, we know advice works, says Stain. So why is it not the obvious choice? The real barrier isn't cost. It's connection. South Africa does not lack financial education campaigns. It lacks engagement. People do not know where to go, who to trust, or what expert advice even looks like. Accessibility is key, says Stain. People feel overwhelmed, judged, or that financial advice is for someone else. But the truth is, certified advisors meet clients where they are to set goals, navigate life changes, stay accountable, and build generational wealth, not just fix short-term challenges. Momentum's data shows that many clients stay with their advisors for decades. That kind of trust and consistency is rare in any industry and proves the enduring value of professional advice. What now? A mindset shift and a call to action. If only 9% of South African households access advice, 91% are missing out. Not because they do not want to grow, but because many are still stuck believing financial advice is only for the rich or for emergencies. We must challenge this, says Stain. Financial advice should be a national priority, as important as education or healthcare. It should be a lifelong journey, not a last resort. As Stain puts it, money should not stand in the way. We have moved past the question of whether financial advice matters. We know it does. The real opportunity lies in helping more South Africans recognize that advice is not out of reach. It is the starting point for making your money work towards your dreams, not in the future, but right now. Ends. Author at Sonia Stain, Momentum Plus Posts Bio at Sonia Stain, Momentum - Malongui - Disabled - Link. How behaviorally informed advice rewrites your financial future at Sonia Stain, Momentum - Malongui - Disabled - Link. Leading ladies of financial services. Consults Sonia Stain steps up into new leadership role at Momentum Advice at Sonia Stain, Momentum - Malongui - Disabled - Link. Their evolution of the safe haven, moving towards financial resilience in an uncertain world at Sonia Stain, Momentum. - Malongui - Disabled - Link. Rethinking retirement. Share on your socials.